just settling your body now and allowing yourself this time in this space, in this settling, either now or in a few moments from now. There might possibly begin to be some sort of shifting as the color of comfort begins to occur. Perhaps it could be interesting to become aware of the turn of breath, just noticing breathing and becoming aware of it. And as some sort of shifting begins happening in just a moment or two, or just right timing, eyelids might seem a little heavier. And again, at some point, there may be a closing. If they haven't already closed, just allow it to take place. Could be now or later. It's what seems right. And with noticing the breathing in just the right ways, there is a sense to be taking three deep breaths when it feels right, like three big deep breaths, sort of signal that there is a different space and time beginning to take place. And because eventually, as an imagination door opens, the color of comfort begins to show itself and become known to you. So with the closing of eyelids and normal natural rhythm of breathing occurring, like waves coming in and going out, breathing in and breathing out, in a slow, steady rhythm, waves coming in and going out, breathing in and breathing out. And with those natural, normal breaths coming in and going out, those thoughts that have been rolling around now sort of get drifted right out of the mind, as the breeze could flow by and just move them from one side of the mind to the other, and then out, like watching clouds passing by in the sky, going to clear space. And so just simply breathing now, in and out. Nothing to do right now but breathe. Breathing in and breathing out. Simply breathing. Nothing to figure out. Just simply breathing. And with these gentle things to notice, there is a sense of the no time express, that there is no time like this time. And since time is not toxic, this time right now doesn't really matter. It only matters for the express purpose of drifting away and leaving it all behind. Leaving it all behind for now. Letting go. Just letting go. As though the thought right now of getting up and getting going might possibly just be impossible, like in slow motion, pushing against the wind on a sandy beach. Moving right now seems just against nature. Like it just couldn't happen. Like who would want to move at all? Because this stillness, this color of comfort, that something seems to be happening now all around and all through. Yet knowing, of course, there can be movement, like a scratch or a shift of the arm or the turn of a head. Of course that could happen. But in the sense of it all, what does really make sense about moving at all? And that is kind of it, isn't it? Like moving at all right now just seems like a concept unknown to the very deepest center place within. And that deepest center place within is beginning to get even more peaceful right now, because it has heard that now is not the time to move much at all. In fact, moving around very much just seems kind of silly when it can be this comfortable all around and all through. So the idea of the color of comfort and peacefulness flowing all around and all through is very interesting. Like together there is a combined something that can move, that this combined something can move all around and all through. Comfort and peacefulness all around and all through. From toes to heels, to ankles, to calves, a sense of comfort that might even begin to be imagined about like it has a color. All around and all through. A deeper inner calm beginning to form now and drifting deeper and deeper. From hips to the midsection, to solar plexus, the color of comfort continues, and a deeper sense of comfort all around and all through. Like a warm and nurturing sensation flowing up through the chest, all around and all through. More comfort, more and more calm. And the deeper, the more comfortable. And the more comfortable, the deeper. So that when release is beginning to happen, whenever that is, it may have already started, or perhaps now, or even in a few moments from now. When that does occur, a big relief, like a 30-pound bag just dropped off the shoulders. Letting go now. Just letting go. Each breath deeper and deeper. The easy flow of breath coming in and going out. as space and time disappear more and more and more, drifting deeper. And the color of comfort continues. Arms, hands, and fingers releasing now. Each breath drifting deeper. And comfort and peacefulness flowing together all around and all through. As across the back and down again, the color of comfort continues. Then all the way down the backside to feet again. The comfort and peacefulness all around and all through. So that in a few moments from now, when we count backwards from 5 to 0, those of you who'd like to can do so. Others of you might like to take one big, nice, cleansing breath in and release. Not yet, I'll tell you when. Because the color of comfort and peacefulness now begins swirling around all together, all around and all through, at the base of the neck, up over the back of the head, all around the crown, down over the forehead, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, the jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. And for those of you who might like to do the countdown, you can. For others of you, take one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in now and become twice as comfortable as you already are. And so just allowing the silence and stillness now at that deepest center place within as it takes shape and form. And just allow being in that stillness. Because right now there's nothing to do, nothing to figure out. Just simply being peaceful and at center. And then an imagination door opens. And you begin to get the sense of walking forward into a beautiful meadow. Now, as you step into the meadow, it's interesting because right away you feel it, you know it. It's either around your neck or it's in your pocket somewhere, maybe in your hand. It is that crystal that represents your inner strength. The crystal can shine its light on things that you want to know more about because we're taking a journey today. And so you can use the crystal to find out more about things that come to you or that you discover about. It can also provide a circle around you if you feel the need for stronger protection, the circle representing your inner strength through the light of the crystal brings that solid, sure feeling to you. So as you're walking through the meadow, it's a beautiful day. Any or all of your senses have heightened. And walking through this meadow, you're noticing everything. Maybe even the sound of water over to the right. Perhaps thinking there could be a little stream. And at some point, you'll maybe come across it. But noticing the fragrance in the air and the quality of the air as you walk along on this beautiful day as you're moving through the meadow. It's pathless, and you seem to be making your own way across. There are some trees on the other side that you're heading towards. And maybe a path will be found there. You'll know as you get closer. The feeling is to explore and discover more. So as you reach the edge of the meadow and move into the trees, you're noticing the sunlight that completely filters through and provides streams of light as you go in this lightly wooded area, and it seems your feet have found a path. And it's sort of meandering around, and so you follow it. And from here to there, you're noticing, like the little bluebird that flits in front of you, seemingly leading the way. From time to time, you'll hear certain twitterings of other birds. There's a gentle breeze. And it's like you're crossing through now one corner of this wooded area, and the path leads right out of the trees and around a bend. And you notice this house over to the right. You seem to be called to it. It's certainly got your curiosity. And so up the steps you go. And as you approach the front door, it opens for you, and there is a sort of guide of sorts, someone who knows more that may assist you if you need. But this guide invites you to the checkerboarded floor foyer of four doors. And the guide invites you to stand in the center and turn to the left, of which you are facing three doors, each with a label across the top. The first door is labeled Peace. The second door is labeled Radiant Help. The third door is labeled Love. And just as you finish noticing these three doors, the guide sort of motions you to look in back of yourself. Turn around, there's one more door with the label Freedom across the top. Now you might be feeling a sense of being called to one particular door over another. We will get to all the doors. We're going to go through them one at a time. Peace, Radiant Help, Love, and then Freedom. And as you touch the doorknob of the first door, labeled Peace across the top, before you open it, when you open the door, a whole other scene may open up before you. Your own imagination comes forward. In this experience, walking through the door labeled Peace, you will meet someone you know. Could be a physical person in your life now, or it could be an unknown guide of sorts. Might be an ethereal something, but it is to tell you something more about peace that you will find important. And once you've experienced what the person or sensation or ethereal something delivers the message about the importance of peace in your life, you will receive a gift from this same something. So hand at the ready, turn the knob, enter the door that says peace. Walk in. Meet whoever is there for you. And ask, what more can you tell me about peace that's important for me to know? And you are listening with your heart, hearing in your mind what is important for you to know. Whatever the experience is, and what is going on and where you are, take it all in with a positive focus. And when you've been given the important message about peace, this guide or this something hands you a gift. And just notice, because they say that this is particularly for you. And when you feel complete, take your gift and the information with you. Appreciate the guide and leave, opening the door and coming back out to the foyer. And just gathering yourself for a few moments there. Looking at the next door, and the label across the top of this door is called Radiant Health. And so you put your hand on the door. Same thing. Somebody important, some guide or someone you may know, is there to tell you something more about Radiant Health, to give you a gift. And the whole experience may be like you're entering another land. It's so different from the foyer outside of this door. Open the door of Radiant Health and walk in. And notice where you are with any or all of your senses. Who was there to greet you? How do you feel about this person? Ask for the message to be given to you. And listen with your heart. You'll hear in your mind what's important for you to know. When you feel complete, this guide, this person who is there for you today, hands you a gift. And these gifts that are coming to you can be of all different sizes, shapes, or experiences. But take what was given to you. Appreciate this time. And this person, this guide, and with your gift and your new information, open the door to go back to the foyer once again. So now, there's one more door on this side of the foyer. Just kind of let yourself take it all in and be gentle with noticing the positives all around and all through. Perhaps you'll find some things that you'll want to write down after your experience. Now, knowing if you need to, you have your crystal. If there's something you don't understand, you can shine it on anything you want to know more about. Your hand is now on the doorknob of the door labeled Love. Open the door. Walk into a whole entirely different experience. Your imagination allows you to meet a guide who's there to express and tell you something more about love that this guide feels is important for you to know. Listen with your heart. You'll hear in your mind what is important. Take in all of the experience. Any or all of your senses are heightened. And when you're given the message, you definitely listen from your heart and you hear in your mind what's important for you to know. And when you feel complete, and the message has been delivered, this guide person gives you a gift. Receive it. And if you are unclear about it, shine your crystal on it. Or ask for more assistance from this guide. Gathering up your gift, allowing yourself the feeling of appreciation for what has been learned and gained in this special room. Appreciate the guide and then leave with your gift. Back out in the foyer again. And as you enter into the foyer this time, you're facing the other wall with the final door, the last door, labeled Freedom. Behind that door, once again, is another experience, another guide, something more for you to find out that's important for you to know about freedom. And so, with your three other gifts, managing them, you open the door labeled Freedom, and you walk into an entirely different experience as you imagine it all out. And there is a guide waiting there for you, ready to tell you something important that they feel is important for you to know about freedom. And so with any or all of your senses, experience this freedom room in all that it has to offer you as you listen with your heart and hear in your mind what this guide wants you to know for today. And so when you feel complete, you thank and appreciate this guide. Take the information and the experience with you, as well as the gift that's been handed to you. And you take your freedom and you leave this room and close the door tightly behind you. Back in the foyer, and the one who greeted you stands at the door, giving you way to leave by the front door again. And just before you step out onto the porch, you turn back and you remember your four doors of peace, radiant health, love, and freedom. And you know that some way, somehow, more becomes revealed to you as you journey forward. You thank the attendant. You walk down the steps, back out on the path, knowing that in some way you've been enriched and fortified with more of what's been important for you to know. And peace and radiant health and love and freedom are yours in new ways. And you go forward. And in the full blessing of this experience, as the images begin to fade for now, the strength of them remains with you, and you bring yourself back into the consciousness of here and now, feeling the solid support underneath you. As we reinforce the good, the positive, and the true of this experience now at zero, and now at one, with a deep cleansing breath in and release. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, such a wonderful sense of well-being, radiant health, peace, love, and freedom are yours. And you might even feel like you might want to make a few notes about them. At three, four, very more alert, much more alert and awake, coming back and back and back. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake and alert.